Have you ever sat in traffic on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles and thought, I could walk faster than this? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and today we're going to break down the aircraft that Archer Aviation is betting can solve that problem. Not eventually. Not in some vague future. They're talking about flying paying passengers in Los Angeles as early as next year. The aircraft is called Midnight, and it's one of the most interesting pieces of engineering in the eVTOL space right now. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. So let me set the stage. Archer Aviation is based in San Jose, California. They went public through a SPAC deal back in 2021. Which, if you followed the eVTOL market, was roughly when every company with a rendering and a press release was going public. A lot of those companies have since folded. Lilium went bankrupt, others quietly stopped updating their websites. Archer is still here, and more than that, they're building actual aircraft. Midnight is their production vehicle. It's a piloted aircraft, which I want to emphasize right up front, because there's a common misconception that all these air taxi companies are trying to remove the pilot. Archer is not. There is a human being in the left seat. That matters for certification, it matters for public trust, and frankly, it matters for the pilot community. Let's break this down from an engineering standpoint. Midnight uses 12 electric motors. 6 of them are mounted on a fixed wing for forward cruise flight. The other 6 are mounted on tilting propellers that rotate from vertical for takeoff and landing to horizontal for cruise. This is what's called a vectored thrust architecture. It gives you the vertical takeoff capability of a helicopter with the aerodynamic efficiency of a fixed-wing airplane in cruise. The aircraft is designed to carry 4 passengers plus the pilot. Maximum payload is around 1,000 pounds. Cruise speed targets are in the neighborhood of 150 miles per hour. And here's the number that really defines the business case. Range is roughly 60 miles. Now, 60 miles. That sounds small if you're thinking like a cross-country pilot. But here's what most people miss. This aircraft is not designed to replace your Cessna or your Cirrus. It's designed to replace your Uber ride from Santa Monica to LAX, or from downtown Los Angeles to Burbank, trips that take 20 minutes in the air and 90 minutes on the ground in a car. The propulsion system is fully electric, lithium-ion battery packs. And this is where we need to have an honest conversation about the current state of the technology. Because batteries are both the enabler and the bottleneck of everything happening in the eVTOL space. Today's best lithium-ion cells deliver somewhere around 250 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram at the pack level. Jet A, by comparison, delivers about 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. The energy density gap is enormous. That's why the range is 60 miles and not 600. That's why these aircraft are designed for short urban hops and not cross-country travel. But here's the counterargument, and it's a good one. You don't need 600 miles of range to be useful. You need enough range to cover the mission profile you're designed for. And for urban air mobility, 60 miles with a quick turnaround charge covers a huge number of city pairs. Archer has designed Midnight for what they call back-to-back missions. Fly a trip, land, charge for about 10 to 12 minutes while passengers board, and fly again. The battery architecture is optimized for high cycle throughput, not maximum range. That's a deliberate engineering choice, and it's a smart one. The charging infrastructure is part of the story too. Archer has been working with partners to design what they call vertiports. These are essentially small landing pads with integrated charging stations. Think of them as helipads with an electrical outlet. They've been collaborating with several airport authorities and real estate developers to identify rooftop and ground level sites in the Los Angeles metro area. Now let's talk about the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, certification path. Because this is where the rubber meets the road, or more accurately, where the landing gear meets the vertiport. Archer is pursuing what's called a Part 23 type certificate for Midnight. This is the same certification basis used for small airplanes, modified with special conditions for electric propulsion and vertical takeoff. The FAA has been developing these special conditions in real time as the eVTOL industry matures, which means the regulatory framework is being built alongside the aircraft. That's not ideal, but it's the reality. As of early 2026, Archer has completed a significant portion of their certification testing. They've done extensive ground testing, component-level qualification, and flight testing with their full-scale prototype. They reported hitting key milestones in their transition flight envelope, which is the critical phase where the aircraft goes from hovering like a helicopter to flying like an airplane. That transition is where the aerodynamics get complicated. The wing is producing more lift as speed increases, the tilt rotors are changing angle, and the flight control software is managing a continuous handoff between vertical and horizontal flight modes. The data tells an interesting story about how they handle redundancy. 12 motors isn't just for thrust, it's for fault tolerance. Midnight is designed so that if any single motor fails, the remaining 11 can safely continue flight. If multiple motors fail, the aircraft can still perform a controlled landing. This distributed electric propulsion architecture is fundamentally different from a helicopter, where you have one or two engines driving a single main rotor. Lose that engine in a helicopter and you're auto-rotating. Lose one motor on Midnight and you might not even notice. The flight control system is fly-by-wire with triple redundancy. The pilot interfaces through a side stick and a simplified cockpit display. And this is an important design philosophy. The cockpit is not designed to look like a traditional helicopter cockpit with dozens of switches and circuit breakers. It's simplified, streamlined, more like a modern automobile cockpit than a conventional aircraft panel. The idea is that the system's management is handled by software, and the pilot focuses on navigation, communication, and decision-making. Some pilots will bristle at that. I get it. There's a natural skepticism when you take switches away from the person in the seat. But think about what's happened in commercial aviation over the last 40 years. The trend has been consistently toward automation of systems management and toward keeping the pilot focused on the big picture. Archer is just accelerating that trend. Now let's talk about the business side, because the technology only matters if the economics work. Archer has announced a partnership with United Airlines, which has placed conditional orders for up to $1 billion worth of Midnight aircraft. They've also partnered with Stellantis, the automotive conglomerate that owns brands like Chrysler and Peugeot for manufacturing. This is significant because one of the biggest challenges facing eVTOL companies isn't designing the aircraft, it's building them at scale. Stellantis brings automotive-grade manufacturing expertise, supply chain management, and production line engineering. They know how to build thousands of identical units efficiently. That's something the aerospace industry, which builds aircraft essentially by hand in relatively small numbers, has never been great at. The initial target market is Los Angeles, and that's not arbitrary. LA has the worst traffic congestion in the United States by most measures. It has a massive population spread across a sprawling metro area. It has good weather year-round, which matters for an aircraft with relatively limited instrument meteorological conditions capability, and it hosted the Olympics in 2028, which gives Archer a marquee deadline and a global stage. But here's where I want to pump the brakes a little. Because timelines in the eVTOL industry have been, to put it diplomatically, optimistic, almost every company in this space has pushed back their initial launch dates. Some by a year, some by several years. The certification process is complex and unprecedented. The FAA is careful by nature and by mandate, and building a completely new category of aircraft with a new propulsion system, a new operational concept, and a new infrastructure requirement is genuinely hard. Archer has been more disciplined than most about managing expectations, but they've still seen schedule shifts. The honest answer is that nobody, including Archer, knows exactly when commercial service will begin. The best estimate is sometime in 2027, but that's contingent on FAA certification, vertiport construction, pilot training, and a dozen other variables. There's also the question of noise. One of the selling points of electric propulsion is that it's much quieter than a helicopter, and that's true. Midnight's distributed propulsion with smaller, slower-turning propellers generates significantly less noise than a conventional helicopter. Archer has published noise data suggesting that from the ground, the aircraft at cruise altitude would sound roughly like a conversation. That's a dramatic improvement over a helicopter, which you can hear from a mile away. But here's the nuance. Quieter than a helicopter is not the same as quiet. And when you're proposing to fly dozens or hundreds of flights per day over residential neighborhoods, even moderate noise levels become a community issue. This is going to be a political challenge as much as an engineering one. Every proposed vertiport will face neighborhood opposition. Every flight path will be scrutinized. The technology might be ready before the communities are. Let me touch on the competitive landscape briefly. Archer isn't alone in this race. Joby, which I won't dwell on, is pursuing a similar market. Lilium tried and failed. Volocopter in Germany has been flight testing for years. Vertical Aerospace in the UK is developing the VX4. And then there are the incumbents. Airbus has the City Airbus Next Gen program. Boeing's Wisk subsidiary is pursuing a fully autonomous approach. What sets Archer apart is their combination of a piloted aircraft, an automotive manufacturing partner, an airline distribution partner, and a specific near-term market focus. Whether that combination wins is an open question, but it's a credible strategy. Here's my honest assessment as an engineer looking at this space. The technology works. We are past the point of asking whether electric vertical takeoff aircraft can fly. They can. Multiple companies have demonstrated it. The physics is sound. The engineering is real. The remaining questions are about certification timelines, infrastructure build-out, economic viability at scale, community acceptance, and regulatory evolution. Those are hard problems. But they're not physics problems, they're execution problems. And execution problems get solved by determined teams with adequate funding. Midnight is not going to replace your Bonanza. It's not going to change cross-country flying. It's not going to land at your local grass strip. But it might, genuinely might, create a new category of urban transportation that puts aviation into the daily lives of millions of people who have never set foot in a Cessna. And if that happens, the downstream effects on public perception of aviation, on pilot demand, on airspace technology, on infrastructure investment, they could reshape our industry in ways we're only beginning to imagine. The sources behind today's segment include Archer Aviation's published certification updates, the FAA's evolving eVTOL regulatory framework, and reporting from Aviation Week and the Air Current. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector, fly curious.